Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
So I've been home past couple days by myself. Actually, this is only day two. Yesterday, my husband and his father went to Nebraska. They're not coming home till Sunday. And I'm super excited to have some alone time. It's been a little crazy over the past couple of months. And with my husband being home all the time, I find that I really don't have a lot of time to myself. And we need that. I know it's difficult. We have a lot of responsibilities, family, jobs, everything else that we have on our plates. But it is important. So I don't know what you have to do to take a step away from the madness of your life, but I highly, highly recommend it. Okay, so yesterday, again, having the luxury of having a few days on my hands to do what I need to do or what I want to do, yesterday I just kind of wasted away the day. I didn't do much, took a nap, read some stuff, you know, prayed. But it was just a wasted day. And I actually found myself like mindlessly eating and snacking. I made these cookies. Why I make things like this and then keep them in the house, I will never know. It's such a challenge. Had four of them yesterday. And so I guess what this time alone for me has really done, it's really reminded me to live intentionally. What am I going to do today? For me, for you, for anyone that comes into my life. And I, for one, have said, wait. How many times do you guys hear me say this? I'm gonna start eating better. I'm going to start working out more. I'm at a point where my leg muscles are so bad, I actually pulled an inner muscle on my leg and it's cracking like I have bone on bone. It's just crazy. I'm walking okay, but every now and then it'll like hit that spot. It's almost like a pulled muscle and I will almost cripple to the ground. If there's nothing around me, I may just go right down to my knees because it hurts so bad. But then it goes away and I'm okay. But it was one of these things where I'm like, okay, look, you know in your mind what you need to do. Why aren't you doing it? It's because I'm not making the choice. I'm not living in the present moment. I'm not assessing my day and looking back on it, which I did this morning. I reflected on yesterday saying, what a waste of a day. You know, I know we all need those days. I know we need time to chill. But yesterday was just such a loss. And I was feeling really, what do I want to say? Blah, out of shape, gross. I mean, I started like taking my hand and feeling my belly. And literally, I got a belly now. Like, what is going on? Like, there's thickness of fat there. Like, okay. It's not a vanity thing, though, people. I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with what I look like. It has everything to do with how I feel, with how I know. Let me change that. I know that my body, when it's working better, when it's more in shape, I have more muscle tone, I feel better. I'm a better evangelist. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mom. I'm a better friend. I'm a better evangelist, right? Ah, there's that right again. Catching it though. We all know that what we do that betters ourselves, whether it's our spiritual life, our physical life, our professional life, our personal life, we know that when we better ourselves, we're going to feel better about it. And then it becomes a part of us. I am not making this about weight. I'm making this about the gift of this body and this life and this faith that God gave me. I am not going to throw it away or waste it just like I did yesterday. I did one thing good for myself because I ate the four cookies, which were really good. They were really good. But I didn't eat four of them. Why did I need four of them? I felt pretty gross after the third. But I did actually get on the ground and do some leg lifts and leg workouts because I know I'm in this pain because I don't have any muscle. I'm 51 years old. I shouldn't be this weak, this fragile, this easy to injure. So my dear friends, stop it. Stop it along with me. That's the conversation I had with myself. Enough, Kendra. Today's a new day. What are you going to do to keep walking toward that better you? That happier you, that joyful you, that peaceful you, that strong you, that confident you. Get excited about it. I'm excited about it. I've been thinking about it for weeks. Oh, I got to get back on track. Oh, I got to get back on track. Actually, probably months. The weeks turn into months, and all of a sudden you're looking, you're like, oh my goodness, when was the last time I shared with my podcast cronies when I was working out and taking better care of myself? And I knew it was back in the middle of the summer, June maybe. But that's what happens when we don't pay attention, when we don't actually try to manage what's going on in our lives. It's a plain fact. And if we don't look back, like I did this morning, looking back at yesterday, we're just going to repeat, rinse and repeat. We don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm tired of it. So join me. Make today be the day that you say enough is enough. I'm taking hold. I'm going. Forget worrying about failure. You haven't even started yet. And that's the point. It's not failure. If you fall, if whatever it is that you're on this track for and you know it's going to make you a more loving, a more caring, maybe even a more faithful person. It's just taking that first step to make that decision. And in some cases, we need programs to help us stay on track. I just downloaded, and I'm not sure I like it, to be honest, so I may end up canceling it, but I just downloaded this Simple, it's called Simple, that's the name of it, app. And it's about intermittent fasting. I'm thinking I'm going to cancel it because I don't need someone to remind me when to eat. Like I'm pretty much reminding myself every hour, is it time to eat? Is it time to eat? Is it time to eat? You know, like a little dog there drooling next to you. That's how I am. I know what time, if I'm intermittent fasting, I know what time I'm eating and I know what time I'm stopping. And, but the app actually helps you with your attitude and your relationship with food and exercise. So you not only track what you eat, it tracks your intermittent fasting. It tells you when you're in fat burning mode. And then you write down how much you've, you know, drank, how much you've exercised, how you feel after all of it. And it brings some suggestions to you, I think. I don't know. I just downloaded this a day ago. So in the end, all that matters is that you are trying and you've got a plan. We can't wing life. Sometimes we can. We can get away with it, but your whole life winging it all the time, every day, all day? Yeah, how does that work? We need structure. We need routine. It's the way we are programmed, really. We need routine. We thrive in a structured environment. So if you think you're going to fit something in when you can, it's not going to work. You have to make it a priority. And most often, the one thing that we don't want to do in the day is the thing that we kick and kick and kick and kick down the curb until the day is over and we realize we didn't even do it. That's me with exercise. If I don't get up, crank it out in the morning, it's just hanging over me. You still have to exercise, doo-da, doo-da, you know? Oh, it's horrible. So join me. Stop the madness. I don't know if it's a physical, spiritual, emotional, personal, professional thing that you need to work on, but do it. And be excited about it. I'm excited about it. Why? Because I know that even just one day of paying attention, exercising, and I usually eat once, maybe twice. The other meal may be something, you know, simple, like a fruit salad, excuse me, or something like that. But in the end, I say in the end a lot too. I'm hearing that along with right. And then I could say, but bottom line, I'm not going to say anything more. I'm just going to stop because I'm just doing all these little ends and it's going nowhere and I'm rambling and this is going to be 20 minutes before we know it. But I was just going to say bottom line. What do I want to say? You know what you have to do. You know that you've got to make the decision and then get a plan. If it's a prayer thing that you want to get started, get a plan. I have one. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast. 40 days with prayer lover, prayer, love, and grace. And I walk with you every day. Get that pattern in. Let's do this. What is it? You know exactly what God is poking you to do. So let's find help to do it. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a spiritual coach or a faith coach like me. Maybe you need a trainer or a dietitian. Or maybe in your personal life, you need to actually take some courses to get some certifications or in your, so many things, you know. Take that step. If you need direction, get a spiritual director. Find a faith coach. If you need help with your diet and exercise, we should ask for that help. If you are emotionally struggling, maybe it's a psychiatrist or psychologist that you need. But there are people to help us here on this earth. And why we don't take advantage of it is beyond me. But do not do what I used to do, which was to buy all these things to help me and then stick with them for a couple of days. And then they just collect dust, whatever it is, whatever exercise program I brought in, whatever diet tapes and DVDs and things like that, any books. Don't be that person. Be that person who commits, gets the program, gets the person to help them and works it. Works it at least for a month. 40 days. That's why my prayer program is 40 days long, because that's about how long it takes to implement a habit, good or bad. So give it a shot. Do not take your life sitting in the back seat and not taking. Sorry, we got a big old bus out here, if you can hear that. and not taking control with God. Make it all about God. Make it purposeful and ask Him to help you. Get some time alone. I know life is crazy, but try to sit alone to find out what God really wants you to focus on, because it may not be what you think. And it may be the one that you want to do, but He wants you to do something else first. He does that to me all the time. So make sure that you do sit down and pray. And then ask for the grace. Lord, help me do this. I can do anything if it's with You. God can do anything. And then when you get into this new routine, this new pattern, and you feel and you're paying attention to how your body feels, how your mind, is it cluttered? Is it clear? Is it foggy? Like all of these things you pay attention to. And before you know it, a couple days in, you're feeling a lot different. If it's spiritual, you are connecting. I remember the first week when I rolled out that prayer program, people were sending me notes through email and in the system saying, this is so wonderful. I can feel myself changing already. I can't wait till week two. We can't look at things that we don't really want to do or things that are a little arduous, a little bit difficult, a little bit hard. Especially prayer, that's actually a sin. If we walk away because it's too hard, we're not actually living the first commandment by keeping God the center, worshiping, praying Him, you know, so that we can live the other two commandments, or the second commandment, which is ourself and loving others, and we beat this in our heads every day. But why don't we do it? Why is it that we know what to do, but we don't ignite the body to move forward, to take that first step, get that program, buy that book, get that help? And then you can look back and say, oh my gosh, why didn't I do that years ago? So God, thank You so much for putting this into our hearts. Let's pray. I am actually getting to 20 minutes. Sorry, everyone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, oh my gosh, sorry everyone. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, please keep these little phlegm balls down while I do my podcast. Oh Lord, give us all of Your grace. Pour it out in us, we beg You. Please give us the zeal and the excitement to start this next path. This next path that we have gone on, fallen off numerous times. But this is different. Why? Because we're asking You for Your help, Lord. We could do anything with You. You tell us that. And we can do nothing without You. You also tell us that. So please help us not be so dense to try to do things on our own. Please help us reach out to You at every moment, all day, every day, and live in today. Put in our way the things that we need to help us. How can we leverage the things that You have here on this earth to make this change in our lives? We need You, Lord. We cannot do this on our own. Clearly, we've tried over and over and over again, and we humbly ask You right now, with full humility, no pride, clearly we cannot do this. So we say, Lord, please come into our life. Please come into our heart, our mind, our souls. Fill us with Your Spirit so that whatever we choose to do today will be successful with Your grace, and we can look back and be happy and joyful and beyond belief, seeing the changes that we've been wanting to change in our life for so long actually happen with You. Now the garbage truck is here. In Your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I'm sorry. We had a bus and a garbage truck guy. I think it's a guy. I'm not sure. But bottom line, that whole bottom line, there it is, end of the game. I'm really finding all of my transition phrases and fillers. I got a lot to work on here. But anyway, they were distracting me and I was in the middle of the prayer and I was trying to be loud so that you didn't hear them. So sorry about the weird kind of ending there. But you've got this. You've got it with God. God is amazing. He wants you to do this and he wants you to do it with him so that for once you can succeed and put this stuff behind you. It's amazing when God truly does transform our hearts because everything follows. And then we look back and we're like, wow, that wasn't even that bad. And then we see how much happier we are, how much more loving we can be because that is no longer this demon we have to face. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. Find something more with God and this new challenge you're bringing into your life. And have a blessed and inspired day because you've got this. Be excited. Start seeing what your life will be like when you get past whatever it is that God is challenging you to change. It's going to be awesome. Take care.